welcome to Harp Column Podcast, taking you behind the stories in Harp Column from a practical harpist perspective. My name is Christina Finch, and I will be your guide to all things harp. Episode 28 features Chicago Harp Quartet member Catherine Littaker. Catherine contributed the sounding board article for the September-October 2017 issue of Harp Column. Just in case you've been stuck in a hole for the past year, I'll fill you in on the goings-on that led to her article. In 2017, the Chicago Harp Quartet visited the island of Cuba as musical ambassadors. Veritable TV stars in Cuba now, the Chicago Harp Quartet was featured in an interview on the Cuban national television station.
Oh, that was really fun. It was the first day that we were in Cuba because we had arrived like the afternoon before. So that was the first day that we got our hands on the harps, and then they wanted to do this TV interview, and it was really fun. It was a small crew of a couple guys, and the interviewer would ask us a question in Spanish, and then Annabelle Gutierrez, who's our main Cuban liaison and a big proponent of this project throughout, she was also there, and so she would translate, and then we would give our answer, and then she would translate back. We stayed at a Casa Particular, which is basically like a bed and breakfast. If you ever go to Cuba, I would highly recommend it because you're staying with someone in their home and it's just really nice. We were all like eating lunch a couple of days later. The woman who ran the Casa Particular, her name was Mara, and she came out and she was trying to say something. We're like, what? And she's like, TV. And we're like, oh, so we all ran in, and in her bedroom, she had a TV. So she's like, come on. And so we're all like, you know, had our heads around in her bedroom, and it was our interview. It was on TV, which is really fun to see. But of course, anytime you see yourself on TV, you're like, oh my God, my hair. And it aired a bunch of times after that too, which is really nice because it was basically promoting the big concert on Friday and Saturday.
What were your audience sizes like at those two concerts?
They were pretty good. Pretty much almost full, which was really nice. And it's just something so different that the audience had never seen before. Most people, I mean, even in America, most people have never seen one harp, let alone four playing with an entire orchestra doing a concerto. So everybody was super receptive and warm, excited. We got a lot of very cute old Cuban ladies who were like, you know, just giving us the thumbs up and speaking to us in Spanish after the concert. And I think I mentioned it in the article, but another very special aspect of going to Cuba was the fact that Alfredo Rolando Ortiz was able to come. He wrote this piece for us called Cuban Dream After the Storm, and it was based on his childhood growing up in Cuba, which we were able to premiere at Carnegie's Weill Hall a couple of years back, and he was able to come, and it was so lovely, and we formed this really beautiful relationship with him. Everything started to go along in the process of, okay, we're actually going to go to Cuba. And so we called him and said, Alfredo, we're going to Cuba, and we're performing your piece and maybe a couple other pieces. Do you mind arranging this other one for four harps? And he was like, oh my God, what? It was so special. He came, and he hasn't been to Cuba since he was a little child. So I think he said over 40 years. And so it was really special for him. And he was able to speak a little bit at both of those concerts, which was a little tear-jerking, you know? Yeah, and so it was just special for a lot of different reasons.
Speaking of special.
Dear Christina, thank you for inviting me to participate. My name is Alfredo Rolando Ortiz, born in Cuba, composer. Suddenly, after 57 years, having the incredible opportunity to return to my country of birth, to be present when the Chicago Harp Quartet performed at the main theater in the country three of my compositions. That really, as a composer, has been one of the highlights of my career. Very emotional, as you can imagine, and very special being invited to address the audience and explain about my compositions. And one of them, Pensamientos, was actually the world premiere of this version for four harps, which I did at the request of the Chicago Harp Quartet. And of course, they closed the performance performing My Cuban Dream After the Storm in Spanish, Sueño Cubano Después de la Tormenta, inspired by my own experience as a child falling asleep in the middle of these incredible thunderstorms that were so frequent in Cuba. I remember looking outside the window from the house of one of my grandparents who lived in the outskirts of the town where I was born. I would look at the storm and see all the lightning and the thunders, and actually I saw more than once when lightning was striking the top of the beautiful palm trees, which are the national tree of Cuba, is the royal palm, Palma Real. That Cuban trip was just like a dream, and I have relived the moment many times, and I couldn't thank enough the Chicago Harp Quartet for their beautiful performance of my music, all my pieces. And they also played Danza de Luzma, which I dedicated and composed for our first daughter, Luzma. A really amazing musical experience, composer experience, human experience, and best of all, being there with my wife next to me, enjoying that magical moment. That was a very, very special moment in my life.
Catherine mentioned in her article that as a quartet, they had to apply to the Ministry of Culture in order to visit. I was curious what exactly that meant and how important that step was in the grand scheme of things.
That was to travel as artists. So we ended up getting an artist visa. The reason we went as artists because we were supported by the government. So that's basically what that means. That's the government saying, okay, yes, you can come to Cuba and perform, and we support that. I don't think you would be able to go there to perform without the government's permission. When we went to Cuba, we did realize that us traveling there means that we are representing our American government, and anything that happened on the Cuban side was the Cubans representing their government. I mean, we're very professional anyways, but had to sort of be on our best behavior, and so was everyone else. People there were great, but yeah, it's the way that Cubans view their work, especially with out-of-town artists, how they represent themselves as representative of their government and their country, which is not something that we as Americans are used to even considering. We do whatever we want, and we go wherever we want, and it's not a big deal. And I personally am not a representation of my government.
As musical ambassadors, the Chicago Harp Quartet's goal with their visit to Cuba was to help support and bolster the Cuban harp community. I asked Catherine to tell me about some of the Cuban harpists she met in her time working and playing with them.
The Cuban harpists that we met, everybody was super warm and receptive. We did a master class, and then we were able to do a concert at this like really hip, cool art gallery reopening called the FAC, F-A-C. The Fabrica del Arte Cubano. Sorry if I'm butchering that. But it was really cool. It's this huge, huge space with an outdoor area and indoor and multiple levels and different galleries, all this crazy stuff going on. And that was really fun because it was just relaxed, a little more of improvisation style. Like, you know, we only played duets and solos. So it was really fun for us to just kind of play in duos. And then some of the Cuban harpists were able to perform too. And so it was really sweet. It was kind of a combination. And Alfredo played too, which was lovely. And he played on a pedal harp, which he usually doesn't do. So it was very special.
Cuba is a country whose government is built upon a one-party system. It may seem strange to those of us who live in societies that encourage or at least respect dissent, but Cuba is not that kind of place. Without getting into the nitty-gritty of the politics, let's just say that Cuba is a place that's very different from most developed countries. Because of its political systems and alliances, it has remained isolated from much of the developed world for a very long time. That is, until recently. As a part of their fundraising and general goal of supporting this project, the Chicago Harp Quartet was able to raise the money to bring two brand new Lyon and Healy troubadours with them to Cuba as a means of strengthening the bonds of friendship and creating opportunities for young people in Cuba to experience the harp. Those are great little harps.
Exactly. They're great to start on. And as we all know, starting the harp can be a little difficult. You know, actually all four of us in the quartet, well, Julie not so much because she grew up near Chicago, but the other three of us, you know, we grew up in fairly small towns where we were the only harpists that we knew and we had to travel long distances to get to our lessons. And that was all thanks to the dedication of our parents who were willing to drive us and schlep that harp everywhere. But that's not always the case. And so starting the harp in itself can be daunting, especially if you don't live in a big city. You know, if you live in a small little town, who do you know that plays harp? So you have to find that teacher. And so hopefully this will make at least starting just a little bit easier, because we all know starting on pedal harp, muy difícil.
Today's episode is brought to you by Harp Column Music at harpcolumnmusic.com, where you can download PDFs of some of the best new arrangements and compositions for solo, ensemble, and chamber harp. A new arrangement I was excited to see is the Beatles song Blackbird, arranged for solo lever or pedal harp by Michelle Whitson Stone. The advanced pedal, intermediate pedal, or intermediate lever versions are a tricky but fun addition to your good book for only $12 each. You're listening to Harp Column Podcast, episode number 28. You can read more harp news, feature stories, and subscribe to the print magazine at www.harpcolumn.com. Living in Miami, I am steeped in Cuban culture. My mother-in-law is Cuban. My brother and sister-in-law live in an area of Miami called Little Havana. You can't turn a corner here without running into a Cuban restaurant with an open window where you can order the most delicious ham croquetas and the strongest coffee you'll ever taste. This also means I'm constantly confronted with language barriers. And I was curious how this played out for the quartet in Cuba. Do any of your members speak Spanish?
I'm the only one that speaks a little bit of Spanish. It wasn't great. And also, Cuban accent is very difficult to understand when they're speaking fast. They speak very, very fast. And they cut off some words. And so sometimes I would just have to be like, más lento, por favor.
A fun fact about Catherine. She studied Spanish with Alfredo Orlando Ortiz's mother when she was in fifth grade.
I think I knew it in the back of my head, and I thought maybe it wasn't the right person. And it definitely was, because I just saw him here in Pasadena, actually. So I went and got to see him perform, and it was so sweet. He talked about going to Cuba, and he was like, one of the harpists is here. His mother was at that concert, and I met her after not having seen her since I was in fifth grade.
What a small world. There have been some big changes for the Chicago Harp Quartet in the last year. Julie's adorable son Dax is 5 years old now. Emily just moved across the world and now lives in Sydney, Australia full-time. Lynn welcomed beautiful little Lucille just a few months ago. And Catherine, with boyfriend and dogs in tow, moved across country to LA. You might ask, how will the Chicago Harp Quartet go on? Catherine took my questioning in stride, quashing any fears that we might not see this mighty quartet continue together into the future.
You know, I think it's going to work okay. No, I think it's going to be really good, actually. You know, we're all pretty dedicated, and we have been doing this for a couple years now, and so we kind of know the routine. We try to space it out so that we're not doing 10 projects at once. So we do try to space everything out and make it work for all of the members. Obviously, we've all had life changes, and that's what happens when you're in a small ensemble. Every one person is super important if there's only four of you. So, you know, we're making it work. We sort of plan the next season in clumps, which is how we normally do things anyways, because it's just really difficult to do, you know, one concert a month if you don't all live in the same place. And even when you do, it's really difficult, especially with different seasons. The holiday season is always so busy, usually for most harpists. So that's just kind of a time that we try to not do five concerts at once, you know? A lot of ensemble, even like string quartets, like not all members live in the same place. We've always said if it's not working or someone is unhappy, then we need to talk about it and figure it out. If all four members are dedicated and into it, then yeah.
So, what does the Chicago Harp Quartet have coming up this season?
We are currently working on our second CD, which I'm so excited about. It's a CD comprised of mostly, not all, but almost all pieces that were originally written for Harp Quartet. And that was really a big, exciting thing for us because when we released our first CD, there really just wasn't much music for Harp Quartet. And I think since then, more has popped up. And then certainly we've been able to find more. So we're really excited about that. But as I'm sure you know, releasing a CD is just a lot of work. Everything from like the typography to the tiny details of put a period here or not, in addition to all the actual musical editing. You know, we all are listening, and I personally listened on like two different types of headphones. You know, like you want to make sure that you're getting every aural experience possible, because once you release it, it's done. So that's really exciting. That's the really big thing that we're working on now. And then we have our next season pretty much set. And so usually how we do it is we try to avoid scheduling concerts in the winter in Chicago, because schlepping a harp in the winter in Chicago is not the best. Schlepping four harps is even worse.
Does the Chicago Harp Quartet have any future plans to continue building on this bond that you guys have created in Cuba?
Oh, definitely. We would love to be able to go back maybe in a couple of years. The head of the Ministry of Music, there's a lot of titles that I'm just kind of butchering, but at our last concert, he came and told me, he was like, next time we need to do a tour. And so he loved it and it was really well received. And we would love to be able to just build on that. And obviously the whole intent of us going there was to help build a harp community because it doesn't really exist. There's a very small community, but in terms of the country as a whole, most people don't know anything about harp or have never seen one. And so we certainly would love to continue that. And, you know, it's going to happen slowly, but it's going to happen. You know, and we've made all these wonderful contacts there that we will continue to keep in touch with. And hopefully one day maybe we'll go back and be able to go to some more rural towns.
That's it for our 28th episode. Many thanks to Catherine Lideker for joining us today and to Alfredo Orlando Ortiz for contributing to this episode. Music for today's episode comes from the new CD, Voyage, featuring harpist Cristina Montes Mateo, reviewed in the September-October 2017 issue of Harp Column by Allison Young and available on iTunes and Amazon Music. To learn more about Harp Column, please visit www.harpcolumn.com and subscribe today to gain access to current and past issues, as well as a lot of great web content. My name is Dr. Christina Finch, and we at Harp Column hope that you have a spectacular week.